Even if we pass Microsoft and become number one, we won't be happy unless we're doing our best, unless we're innovating at a rate that really we're proud of, unless we're creating technology, delivering value to customers, delivering high-quality service to customers, that is the best we can do. We all create these little tests for ourselves to discover our own limits, the limits to our ability. And what are the limits of Oracle? I mean, can we become number one? And okay, we're number one. We passed Microsoft. Can we, can we become larger than IBM? I don't know. We're going to try. We're curious. And the whole journey is exciting.
如果有一天您的这个目标都实现了，你也击败了微软，成为了第一，也超过了 IBM， 到那个时候您的动机又是什么呢？
The great thing about life is you never run out of challenges.And I won't be at Oracle for my entire life, I don't think. I own a cancer research company that's partially in the United States and partially in Israel. Mm-hmm. And I'm chairman of that company, and I'm planning a second career. I got two jobs now. I got a day job here at Oracle, and I've got a kind of an extra job at Quark Biotechnology. And I intend to go and run that molecular biology and cancer research company myself.So at some point, I'm going to change careers. It can happen to those of you, even at my advanced age, you can change careers and go into biotech.
在我们现在跟观众交流的同时呢，我们也利用东方网在给我们这个话题收集一些问题。那么这个问题呢，已经准备好了。看来大家还是对您和 Bill Gates 的关系很感兴趣啊。有一个问题是这样问的 ：Bill Gates 在中国颇有人缘，这不仅倚仗他传奇的创业史、世界首富的地位，还因为他乐善好施。您是怎么看待 Bill Gates 这方面的善举
？In terms of charity or philanthropy, and how to measure charity and how to measure philanthropy, I've been actually very outspoken in this topic. All too often, every time someone writes a check for charity.They also issue a press release to take credit for the fact that they wrote a check. How big is the gift? And in fact, the size of the gift is not what's important. What's important is what did it accomplish? What were the results? If you spend $1 billion trying to cure cancer, but fail and help nobody, all you've done is wasted $1 billion.If you spend $1 million trying to cure cancer, and you did cure cancer, you've accomplished a great deal more. Now, who is the bigger philanthropist? The person who spent $1 billion and accomplished nothing, or this person who spent $1 million and cured cancer? I've got a medical foundation, without going into a lot of detail, I've got $250 million into the medical foundation, and we do a number of things, infectious diseases and cancer research, etc.But I don't spend a lot of time issuing press releases talking about how much I've contributed. I'm much more interested in issuing press releases and saying what diseases we've cured, what problems we have solved, not how much money we've spent.
那么在这个微软公司它成为第一的这个过程之中呢，它其实通过很多手段是并购收购人家的公司，也摧毁了不少公司。那么做这第一的过程看上去也是相当艰苦的。那么网上有个网民还有一条问题，就是您很反对微软的这种垄断的摧毁别人公司的这个做法，那么现在您的公司是否也会摧毁其他的公司为了得到第一名？
We do not set out to destroy a company. We don't say, oh, the focus is really to destroy this company. However, if we build a product that's much better than another company's product, and that company ceases to be competitive, that company can disappear.So all through our history where we've been competing with companies like Sybase and Informix and a company called Ingress, which has disappeared, the companies that we beat in the marketplace sometimes cease to exist. And that's the natural, that's the natural process of competition. I think that's fine as long as you don't break the law doing it. If you set out to just lower your, lower your prices,which what Microsoft did to destroy Netscape, then you've broken the law. Then you've done things that you're not allowed to do, and you need to be punished.
您是觉得只要是不在违法的情况之下，任何的竞争手段都是可以的吗？
I also think you should be ethical in your competition. You shouldn't, try to deceive anybody. So we really focus on the way we compete and the way we, it's not to say, boy, we want to destroy this company, is let's build the best possible products we can build. Let's build the best product possible, deliver the best possible service we can deliver. And the market will take care of itself. Oh, I think we've had, absolutely. It's absolutely, it's a little bit, I'm not very good at t-shirt design. I started, but my shark looked an awful lot like an arrow. So we had to get someone who's a better artist than I was. But what our engineers really do to beat Informix is not wear t-shirts. What our engineers do is they build better products, delivering better services, and the t-shirts were just fun. I try to make sure that no one was ever in a position to bite my oxygen. I try to be the shark. Well, I can't imagine anyone I'd rather give up the number one slot to than the gentleman that's right in front of me. I think you mentioned the shark. I believe life, you have to constantly move forward in life. So I think we're constantly setting goals and then achieving those goals, and then we reset the goals and keep moving forward. And that's all, you know, Oracle is number two right now in the world. The only goal we can set is to be number one. That's the only thing that's left. We're out of goals. But I agree that what's really important is to make progress every day, to improve ourselves every day, to test ourselves and see what we're capable of every day. And that really is a guide to a happy life and a happy and fulfilling life, is to live that way.